the Flame of Wise boat.
It's finished good. It's actually tonight with a bit of luck. We should be able to see them. Hopefully. Let's make a quick recap of what we said yesterday. We spoke yesterday about an interesting idea, and that is the ending of a plaster on one's hand. So we said that the chore of putting off hair from anywhere on the body, if you do it to make yourself look nice, then that's an isamamish, the rice of gozes. A person pulls hair off, even not to look nice, it's a malachna change trickle kufa, that's also awesome drabon, awesome to do. So we spoke yesterday about what happens if someone's got a plaster on part of his hand, or on part of his body where there's hairs on, and needs to take it off. So let's say, for example, he's got it on some part of his body and he wants to put some cream on. He needs to put some cream on or some liquid on there, something to do. So he needs to take the plaster off to put the ointment on. So what can he do on Shabbos? So we said the best thing to do is to get some sort of remover, like a glue remover, or what do we say? We said some white, anything. It could also be, I forgot to mention this, yes, it could be someone's got paint on his hand and he wants to get one of these stones, these pumice stones or whatever, to scrub his hand. Could be the same problem there as well, yeah? You've got hair on the hand and you want to scrub it, and by scrubbing it, it's very likely you're going to take some hair off. So that would be problematic.
That's not as much as a plaster.
It's very, very likely. A hard stone on the hand. Yeah, I don't know. It depends how much hair you got. Someone showed me that. I was just being someone saying, we know someone's got a lot of hair on his hand there. So it's very likely when a person puts rubs a stone on there, it's very possible that in such a case, it's going to come off. So we said the best thing to do is to try and get rid of, take the plaster off of one can without pulling the hairs off. It's very difficult to do that. So we said that Mishasat Chak, the marshal, one needs to take it off, whatever reason it is, it's maybe uncomfortable. So we said, Shlomo Zalman's got a shtickle Torah that it's allowed to be done because it's a psik racial trade rabbonos. It's inevitable what's going to happen, but it's not goyzes min haTorah. It's kalach hayad, it's makalkal, those two swallows together. If one has to take it off, then lamaisa, one would be allowed to take it off, b'shas atak. We did say that yesterday, but this is dayim, that was an interesting word from Falk, that in Hilchas this is dayim, that won't help you. Because in Hilchas this is dayim, the whole reason why a plaster, which is on your hand, so there's two reasons why you've got a plaster on your hand. One is it's protecting a wound. So if it's mamish protecting the wound, then you won't take it off, because if you uncover it, you're going to make the wound get, start bleeding maybe again. That's not chatzitz, because you need the plaster on. If the plaster's not really needed anymore, it's finished, so then you should take off the tzitzidai. But since here on Hilchas Shabbos, so that's the whole gezeira. So we're worried that you might take the plaster off. You don't need the plaster anymore on. We're scared you might take it off during the meal. That's why you'll take it off beforehand. Here, about there's an issur of gozes, you shouldn't take the plaster off. There's no chashash. That's what we said. Okay, let's move on to a very interesting thing over here now, and that is about bits of skin and nails that are hanging off. Is one allowed to finish peeling them off on Shabbos? So this is a very interesting halacha. Let me go to the first part of the halacha. The halacha is in Shin Kav Ches, Sif Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, I listen to the wording very carefully, because it's a big machlokes how to learn Shabbos over here, looks like. The Mechaber starts with two things. Tzipporen shepirsha, a nail that has come apart, v'tzitzin, and bits of skin, shehein kemin ritzuiz dakos, which are like very, very thin strands of skin, shepirshu, which have come away, me oicha etzpas of tzipporen, which have come around from the finger round the nail. That means we're talking about over here, either the nail has come off, which we're going to see in a minute what it means, or bits of skin around the nail are hanging loose. And it seems to be bothering the person. It's uncomfortable. Maybe it's painful, literally painful, or it rubs against maybe it rubs against his fingers. It's uncomfortable. It's a bit stare him. He's in an uncomfortable situation. Says the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, in Pirsh Rubon, if most of it has come apart. Let's talk about a nail over here. Let's say one's got a nail, and the nail goes across from one end to the other. If most of it has been cut off. That means you've got most of the nail that you cut off, a bit of it's still hanging on, but most of it's been cut off. Yeah? Then the following halacha applies, it says. If it's Mitzar himself, if it bothers the person, then one may remove it with one's hand. What's going on over here? says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Pirshu Rubon, but Tzipporin had a rove Tzipporin, right? Rove of the nail has come off, okay? He says you're allowed to take it off with your hand. The Kirvan Shapir Shurubon, because what's the Lomdus here? Since most of it has come off anyway, most of the nail's anyway off. Kroyuinly Notic, it's considered as though it's going to fall off completely anyway soon. And therefore we give it a din now as though it's already off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hilkoch, even though Midrabonon should be also still, because it's not off yet, and you're finishing off, but the Mokhin Sa, if it's causing the stress to a person, Lo Gosru. So it comes out a massive Kiddush over here, we're saying, someone's got a nail which is coming off, Roiv of the nail is off, so it's only meant to finish coming off, but the divide is not off. So it's an Osu Midrabonon to finish off, but the Mokhin Sa, when it's causing a person distress, one is allowed to pull it off. So far, so good. Then the Machaber carries on. And this is important. The Machaber says, and with this, the Machaber carries on, in Pirush Rumon, Klab Yomana, Mitzah, so it's an Asir, we had Butzah, we had Butzah, or Pirush Rashi. Now it looks like the Machaber is going back now on the skin case. And the Machaber says in the skin case, it has to be Roy, it has to come off. Now I don't know what the Machaber means, but I'll just tell you what the Machaber says. The Machaber says, that Rashi learns, it's talking about Roy has come off, which way is it? It's facing upwards. Roiv of the skin that's come off is facing upwards. One minute. Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam holds Roiv is facing downwards. You know, what are you asking? What's called Roiv? Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down. Yeah, I didn't mention it before. Roiv is very hard with the skin. It looks like what most people would take off is called Roiv. If what you would take off, and most people have taken that bit off, that would be called Roiv. No, that you can't do. No. You did it on purpose. Now it is like that. It's a good side. Yeah, no, I know what it means. That's a good question, actually. No, Pash is Roy, Roy is 51%. Doesn't mean he's bummish to the end of the day. No, I think you've got Roy, so Roy, the nail is off. Well, the nail is quite right. The nail is very easy to know what's Roy. You've got a whole nail across here, and a very good chedi, where over half of the nail has come across. That's very good.
I just learned that some blood's going to come across and
you don't be chosh. Normally, when you take a nail off, no blood comes. And also, skin also is not common. You're going to see there's some things which like that. Actually, hold on, I'm finished. Are you ready? Don't jump. Yeah, I'm finished. Yeah, one minute, don't jump. So the Meister with the skin, the Machal brings out a Machlokes if the skin is facing upwards, if the skin is facing downwards. So the Machal, because of that, we don't know what it means. The Meister with skin, you have to be Machmir. We can't rely on this Heter for skin. For skin, even if Roiv is off and the majority is bothering you, you cannot take off. There's a big Machlokes now. What about the nail? Does this Chumrah apply to the nail as well? Many poskim take on that the nail the Machal wasn't machmir for. Because a nail, there's no klapim mal and klapim mato. It's quite simple. The nail gets peeled off and it's just straight across the width wide, it's coming off. So many poskim, not that anyone holds like this, but many poskim take on that when it comes to a nail, if roi of the nail is off and it disturbs you, you can take it off. Not in the normal way. That means you can't take a kali and snip it off. You take it off. Yeah, that's not called a dera. It's still not called a dera. So you could bite it off, or you could take it off with your finger. You could peel it off with your finger. So again, the case we're talking about over here, which the Chabad allows, is a case of where a person's got a nail where roiv is already separated from the where it was joined to. It's oimet to come off. It's bothering the person. It's important that it's bothering the person, and he now to finish it off and take it off kilachayat with a shinui. That means either he could take it off with let's call it biting it as lechayah shinui, or he could take his other finger and take it off like that. So far, so good. So on that, the Oche Shabbos brings his halacha over here, and he says, "Mamish is halacha that by nails one is allowed to be mekel." Let's just see if we can find it here. Always have a problem finding where it is. It isn't here. He's matter tackled with nails. I want to show you the next point. It's really tough sounds I am. Yeah, so that's what he says. It's come off. You're allowed to make them and finish off. Again, I'm only talking about when it bothers you, yeah? If it doesn't bother the person at all, it doesn't cause them stress, you've got no heta.
Does bother mean a physical payload? Does bother just mean that it's like, since you've got an addiction, so you just want to take it off, so it's like, it's
could be, that's a good point, also a good question. It could be emotional, is also called distress. Emotional problem might also, a person's getting, irritates a person mentally.
I think people knowing that it's there.
Could be. It's possible that. Could also be. A physical thing could also be. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could be even a mental thing. Also, psychologically also, yeah. Maybe you get yourself out of the habit. But the mice are divided while you're in a habit. That's okay. Now, this is an interesting point now over here. So the shayla is now. So that's clear. By skin, it doesn't work. That's clear. What about other bits of skin, not by the nails? Lamosh, this is a very common problem by the lips. Very often people have got lips that are chapped a bit and lice and bits of skin come off. So the Urcha Shabbos, he says it's the same as all under the skin. Just like we're machna about skin around the nails, the same chumrah works by all skin, there's no difference at all.
Why should there be a difference?
It looks like, I tell you, it's interesting what you're saying, but if you look at the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, I've just noticed this later, Shulchan Aruch's skin is talking about around the nails. When he spoke out the halacha over here, the sitzin shehen kemiritzuz daka shepir shema oiha etzba sovrat tzepoiron. The Shulchan Aruch's case is talking about the skin around the nails. I must say, the Urcha Shabbos makes the thing right, all skins, the mice, there's a problem. Umetzuyen ketzovas ke'edib ketzoyesan tzeponayim ufosayim. He says, by the lips and by the nails, where you've got skin peeling off, even though you've got roiv of it off, and it bothers you, says the Urcha Shabbos, one can't be mako. Put some gloves in your hand. Now, I must say, so Rav Falkin, Zocher v'Shomer, he taka says that there's a chilek. He makes a chilek between other bits of skin. He says the skin on your lips has got the same het as your nails. A special chumrah. Yeah. The one on the nails, that the Shulchan Aruch said you can't do. For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch always mach me on the skin by the nails. On other skin on your guf, the marshal around the lips, let's say, for example, and it bothers the person. A lot of people don't like it. Lips, it bothers. It's uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. Maybe because of mentally or it could be physically, whatever it is, it bothers the person very much. So then you've got the same heter. That means, what's the heter? If it bothers the person and roiv of that skin is not attached to the lip anymore, then you could take it off with a shiller. Now here, my friends, a shiller means different to what you do normally. So to bite it off or to pull it off is not allowed. Because that's how you would do it normally. You with me? So how would you do it, Kalachiyad? Maybe, or you take a spoon. I mean, make sure no one's looking at you. Look a bit odd. Yeah, but if someone takes a spoon and he rubs it over the lip, for example, so that it comes off, that would be okay to do. That's a shinri. So again, in order to make it mutter, that's other base you need. In order to make it mutter, it has to be roiv of it is off. It has to be at sa'a, it stresses the person, and you need condition number three. It must be kalachayad. It mustn't be the norm when you do it. What?
No.
Yeah, but that's a normal way of doing it. So putting it off is normal. That's the fact that someone else has got a major shinner yet. So I hear what you're saying. That's enough of a shinner. The fact that it's taken off by putting off, I don't know, that's enough of a shinner.
So that's not
rises,
it's the whole thing.
Tweezers, it's better, but it's a cavey. I'm not so happy about it. A tissue, I think some people also use a tissue. Some people might also draw with a tissue. They wouldn't get their hands on it, they would do it with a tissue. So it could be normal. You have to know what's normal. You're saying tweezers, to use tweezers, maybe it's not normal. I don't know, this is what I wrote down over here. Biting or putting one's hands is not allowed to be done. The thing I quoted over here was to rub the back of a spoon over it. So you're giving me other aids, use a tissue. Sure, tissue. What?
Back of
a hand, maybe. Yeah, maybe that could be enough of a shilling. Maybe, yeah. That's an abnormal way of doing it. I'm saying many poskim don't hold it. And Urcha Shabbos, what we follow, really, he holds there's no eitz over this. There's no heter for skin on the lips to take off. He holds, just like the Machaber's machme on skin around the nails, he holds the same chumrah applies to any other skin on the body. I don't know why, I'm not sure why, but you can see the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is very meduic, actually. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is machme, it's talking about the skin around the nails only. I don't know why he says that. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's got this machlokas up and down. I don't know. I'm not sure what the point is. Why it's stuck in that one. Yeah, that's point number one. Point number two is the skin of a boil, for example, or a blister. To pull that off is also grossness. Yeah, that's part of it's part of the healing process, part of the way that the body works. It adds a layer of skin on it, and what happens is that layer of skin becomes now part of the body. To pull that off is an extra part of the body which is not allowed to be pulled off. It's gozers. What can one do with a bad blister, for example? The only eitzah l'chorik with a bad blister is to prick it. Now, medically, I'm not sure whether doctors agree it's a good idea. This, I must tell you, medically, it's not. I'm not sure whether they hold this is a good idea. But halachically, if a person's got a painful blister and he wants to let the pus out, wherever it is, whatever's inside it out, so halachically, one could pierce it, let the air out, and that would let the pus out. That would be allowed to be done. I must use a sterilized thing, obviously. One has to be careful. One does be dangerous, and obviously, you have to wash it afterwards. Practically speaking, you mustn't get infected at all. But mitzav taking the skin off, though, that's a problem. Similarly, I must say, someone gets a, what's it called in one's skin? Piece of wood.
Splinter.
Someone gets a splinter, for example, into someone's skin. So that's not gozers to pull that splinter out.
Foreign object.
It's a foreign object. It's not part of the body. There's nothing at all. It's got no shine at all whatsoever. They have to be Rabbi Chizkot said before, and I said, be careful there that the bleeding, you have to be careful. When you pull it out, that you've got to be careful. What? That's not psit ratio, right? It's a psit ratio. If it's not definite, the skin's going to come off when you take it off. That's not psit ratio, shuri mutter. Same, one takes it off carefully, one pulls out the piece of wood, the splinter, carefully, and it's not necessarily going to bleed, then it's not psit ratio, and that would be much to do. So there's no goes in that case at all. A scab also is very interesting. A scab is not part of the body anymore. It's finished. The skin is not there anymore. It's an accumulation of blood and other materials that have come there. A dry scab is not a problem to take off, really. It's not part of the body anymore. It's finished. It's just dry blood. And therefore, that is not the problem of goes. That should not be a problem. Sorry? I'm just coming to dandruff. The last thing we'll end off with is dandruff. It's also interesting. Someone's got a lot of dandruff in his hair. So what dandruff is, bits of skin that comes off. Yeah, that's what it is. When you rub your hair, the model of a person rubs his hair, what he's doing really is a psit ratio. That at that time, what's going to happen is that the skin is going to come off. Even so, many poskim seem to be make over this, and they hold it's a psit ratio. It's true, but it's a psit ratio of trade rabbonim. There are two Yisroi rabbonim involved over here. First of all, it's kalachayad. It's not a long way of taking skin off. And secondly, since the skin is so dried out, it's like pisha ruboy. It's really like it's really oimet to fall off. So therefore, it's two drabonons, and a person may rub his hair in a normal way if someone's got dandruff. So let's make a sycamore.
So it's
got sunburn.
So all that skin is all dry.
It's
all like
peeling. Yeah, but are you rubbing? That's mummy's taking off. Is that the same hetter as the hair?
Also,
dry, dead skin. Is it like dandruff? I'm not sure it's like dandruff. It's still attached to the body. This is flaky. I'm not sure if it's mummy's saying. I have to think about it. What?
Sometimes dandruff is still attached to the body.
What is it? Flaky skin?
No.
What are you talking about? When sunburn, let's say.
If it's not attached to the body, it will pick you. Because it's attached to the head.
So you can't do it, but he's tired. Why is it different to the wise? Asking why is it different to the dandruff?
Yeah,
why is it different to the dandruff? What's the situation of trade of bonus? It's kalach hayad. It's already post its pirish to come off. I have to think about it here. What? Yeah. No. But normal rubbing, this is only kalach hayad. It's not a long way. You're not doing it to get the dandruff off.
Yes.
That's the difference. By the peeling, that's not what we're doing. The dandruff, no one peels skin by rubbing his head. That's not what he's trying to do. When he rubs his head for the dandruff, he's not doing it to get the skin. He's rubbing his head because he's got an itch on his head. So he's doing it to rub his head. Yeah, but you're doing it to get rid of, you're not doing it to get rid of the skin? It's an itchy, yeah, that's a good shout. I don't know about it, I'm not sure. But a quick circle rub, so what we just said. So we spoke about over here the case of Pirshu Ruboy. So we said by nails, if it's Pirshu Ruboy, and it's a bit sire a person, it's uncomfortable for the person to and it's uncomfortable, and it's pierced through rubon, and you do it kalachayad, that's mutter. When it comes to skin, that's a big question. Skin around the nails is definitely awesome. That the chos, Shulchan Aruch says, you mustn't do, we can't do it nowadays, we don't know. When it comes to skin on other parts of the body, for example, the lips and everything like that, so the Aruch HaShabbos is machmeh, he says that's the same as skin around the nails, that's not allowed to be done. And Rav Fal, Zochar Vashomer, he says that's got a special, that's like normal nails, and that's got a heter. If it's distressful and you do it kalachayat, I say you have to do it with the back of a spoon or something, a funny way, because it's a normal way of doing it with pulling it, that would be wanted to do. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.